And let's go now to Washington, D.C., where one of our lovely contributing stations, WAMU, hosts a reporting project called What's With Washington? What a great idea this is. The idea is for listeners to write in with questions, and then WAMU reporters do the legwork to try to answer them. Reporter Matt Schwartz tackled one about noise recently and brings us this story. But just a warning, it includes some loud noises, so if you're driving, check. But the sirens you hear are probably coming from your radio.
When Jeff Feldman moved to Washington, D.C. recently, he was troubled by a persistent question.
Why are there so many sirens in D.C.?
It's a common question. A lot of people move to D.C. and wonder why sirens seem to be everywhere. Feldman used to live in Brooklyn and Miami, and he thinks D.C.'s siren noise has them beat. Obviously, he says, all the government officials are here, which brings major security forces.
So I think the motorcades might be a factor. I have a suspicion that there's like a lot of violence and people getting hurt.
We can put the violence theory to bed right away. FBI crime statistics show that D.C. doesn't even crack the top 10 when it comes to crime in major cities. But it turns out that the premise of the question is wrong. There aren't that many sirens in D.C. No one tracks statistics on siren usage, but you can estimate it by contacting fire departments around the country. D.C. Fire sounded its sirens about 250,000 times last year. That's more sirens per square mile than Los Angeles and Boston, but it's not even half as much as New York City. Even adding in motorcades, the nation's capital doesn't come close to New York. So why does it seem that so many sirens are going off in D.C.? It turns out the roots of this question go back hundreds of years to a time before sirens even existed. Professor Karen Van Langen teaches architecture at the University of Virginia, and she says that before we actually look at the volume of sirens, we have to start...
in New York, actually, because the buildings are so high and because they create these kind of canyons of space, the sound doesn't go away. It reverberates against the facades all the way up.
D.C. doesn't have those canyons. Height restrictions keep buildings low, and wide-open avenues let the sound dissipate more quickly. That leaves D.C. quieter than a lot of other cities. And that's important, because the quieter a city is, the more a siren stands out. People who study acoustics call this signal-to-noise ratio, and we experience the phenomenon all the time. Let's move away from city noise for a second and go to another loud place that most of us are familiar with. We're at a trendy bar in Washington. Here's what it sounds like when I order a drink.
Can I get a Manhattan?
I was talking really loudly in there, but you can barely hear me. Now, let's try it again, but this time in a quiet place, like a library.
Hi, can you tell me where to find A Tale of Two Cities?
Believe it or not, I was talking at basically the same volume, but it sounded a lot louder. And that signal-to-noise ratio, it's a measure of how much something stands out against the background noise. Okay, back to sirens. I asked Rick Neitzel, an exposure scientist at the University of Michigan, to explain how signal-to-noise ratio works in Washington. He says in a quieter city like Washington...
any transient or temporary signal you have, like a siren, is certainly going to stand out and perhaps catch your attention more because you're less effective at ignoring those signals.
But there's more going on. And this is where architect Pierre L'Enfant's original design for the city has some unintended consequences.
It's a lot easier in this city, based on the road design, to have a direct line of sight to the source of the siren.
That's Professor Patrick Johnson. He teaches the science of sound and sight at Georgetown University. We met a few blocks from the White House, and he explained how the streets of D.C. carry sound better than other cities.
I think having not only the grid of the lettered and the number streets, but having the diagonal streets go through allow the sound to reach our ears in a lot shorter path length than any other city.
Pennsylvania Avenue is just one of dozens of wide-open diagonal avenues named after states that cut every which way through the city. Those avenues let sound travel much more easily here than in most major cities. And Johnson says it's not just about the avenues.
We have a lot of circles and squares around town, which are also open areas, which will allow the siren to travel a lot easier through there.
So say you're in a city without all these geometric quirks. There might be a siren a few blocks away, but you're less likely to hear it because buildings block the sound. But in D.C., with wide open spaces like the National Mall and diagonal avenues cutting through DuPont Circle, you are much more likely to hear that siren. I ran the answer by our questioner, Jeff Feldman.
I'm very happy with the answer. I'm ecstatic. I'm grateful that D.C. doesn't have more of a crime problem than other cities, and I'm glad that physics has come to the rescue once again.
For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Schwartz.